There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, it's 4 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with the scoreboard update. The Chicago Wolves host Rochester in the matinee game tomorrow at 11. Visit Ticketmaster.com for tickets. The numbers are out, and just over 114 million people watched yesterday's Super Bowl, making it the most watched TV show in U.S. history. As for the day after, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady met the media, and he talks about matching some other great quarterbacks with four Super Bowl victories.
I could never have imagined, you know, to win one Super Bowl and to win four and those guys. And like, you know, when I was a kid growing up in San Mateo, Joe Montana and Steve Young were my idols. And can't imagine ever, you know, play as long as I played and had the success. And I just had so many great teammates, so many great players, coaches, the support and love of my family and friends.
And a little help, of course, yesterday from the Seahawks with that ill-fated call from the one-yard line. Other football news today, Warren Sapp, the Hall of Fame defensive tackle, was arrested and charged with both assault and soliciting a prostitute down in Phoenix. Cleveland quarterback Johnny Manziel will enter a rehab center to correct some problems. Seattle cornerback Richard Sherman will undergo Tommy John elbow surgery. And Seattle defensive coordinator Dan Quinn has agreed to be the Atlanta Falcons' new head coach. College basketball, this week's AP Top 10 has Kentucky number one, a unanimous number one. They're followed by Gonzaga, Virginia, Duke, and Wisconsin. Then comes Arizona, Villanova, Notre Dame, Kansas, and Louisville. And in pro basketball here at the Advocate Center today, Mike Dunleavy again was held out of practice. The Bulls' next game is Wednesday night against the Rockets down in Houston. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com today. And breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Honda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Moores and Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the Killer Bees.
Afternoons on The Score.
Clock ticking down on second and goal. Play fake. Brady looking left. Has time. Throws the back of the end zone. It's caught for a touchdown.
Shotgun snap to Tom. Play fake to punt. Shuffles left. Fires back of the end zone. Touchdown New England. Brady finding his receiver. Danny Amendola.
He got life.
A single setback. Brady's going to throw. Looks left. Lays it up. Edelman steps in for a touchdown. And the Patriots just took the lead.
Two receivers right, one left. Tom short drop. Looks left. Throws for Edelman. Touchdown. Patriots, they're back in the lead in Super Bowl 49.
You go right to people that you can depend on.
Russell's going to lay it up over the top this time. Kearse reaching up. Ball snapped.
He
caught it. It fell into his arms. Holy catfish. It was tipped up in the air and Kearse on his back at the 5-yard line. Are you kidding me?
Shotgun snap to the quarterback. Fires down the right side. He's got Kearse and the ball is knocked incomplete. Good play again by Malcolm. Oh, did Kearse catch it? He caught it on the carom. Unreal. A catch by Kearse on the carom. So the ball knocked away by Butler.
It's like shades of David Tyree all over again. Five.
Lynch in the backfield. Russell looks, throws inside. Oh my God, he's picked off at the goal line. It's picked off by God Butler. Intended for Lockett at the goal line. Oh my word, with 20 seconds left. And the 12s are just as stunned as we are.
Back receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's
intercepted
by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler stepping through the throw.
One of the dumbest calls offensively in Super Bowl history. You are on the 1-yard line, and you have number 24, and you drop back pass. Are you kidding me? And also, they ran a pick play, an illegal pick. You deserve an interception.
Boers and Bernstein.
Holy catfish!
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
I hope that's his bit. I hope holy catfish is his thing, because...
Those highlights, courtesy of 98.5, wow. The Sports Hub, named after our very own Hub Arc.
It is. Yes, named after Hub Arc. Yep.
Well, what is it? N-K-I-R-O-N-C-O.
Holy catfish!
Holy catfish!
Okay.
Idiot.
No, it's all right. It's his thing. Oh, let him do his thing.
Oh, God. Well, there you have it.
There's a question from Debjit. Regarding Johnny Manziel, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing today about Tom Brady, and is he the greatest quarterback of all time? That's not the question. The question is, who is now the greatest drunk quarterback of all time? Johnny Manziel, Joe Namath, Sonny Jurgensen, Ken Stabler? What's the answer?
Bob Evelini.
Ooh, that was more after, though, right?
Yeah, but still... Well, yeah, I guess, but he just said drunk quarterback. Sonny Jurgensen did like it, but at least they were drunk and they'd proven something for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
He's drunk and hasn't done a damn thing. You know?
Joe Namath was sort of drunk and famous and partying. And...
Yeah, party like this.
Oh, yeah. Well, who doesn't?
Yeah, that's correct. Who doesn't? So, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, at least they had done something. Namath, when he got into the NFL, was immediately the highest paid player in the history of the game. So he'd done something there. I mean, and then he just went crazy as his fur coats. Thank you. Accoutrement that he had. So yeah, he lived the life, man. Joe lived the life. And Sonny Jurgensen just lived drinking.
Yes.
Liked it.
I think he still does. Does he see life?
Yeah. I don't know. I think he is. I don't remember him. I don't remember him not being, but he could be dead.
I don't know. He hasn't applied. So.
But yeah, I think, yeah, you know, the question is really, he's without even thinking second, take a second, think about it. He's by far the guy who's done absolutely nothing but get drunk since he's been drafted.
This is Jason in Deerfield. He's on the Score. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. Not sure if you guys covered this already, but end of the first half, Seattle has a first and 10 at the 10 or 11-yard line with 6 seconds left. Why didn't Belichick instruct every one of his defensive backs, just tackle every receiver? You can even let the officials know ahead of time, this is what we're going to be doing. If the play takes 3-4 seconds, give them half the distance to go, and you give up 3 points. Why allow them like a free run off the line?
Well, who's ever done that?
Yeah, I'm thinking about that.
Nobody, but
yeah, I don't know that... I don't know that I've ever seen that before.
I don't either.
Huh.
Well, that guy caught him. You weren't close enough to tackle him.
Right.
I guess you could come up and play my man up on him and tackle him immediately, but that, I don't know. Come on.
In West Chicago, Jeff is on the Score.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. you were speaking of Stan Mikita and the curved stick and everything. And also, I've met him a couple times. He's a really nice man. But when he came into the league, he was a tough little dude. He was scrappy. He always got into fights. He spent a lot. He led the league a couple of times in penalty minutes, I believe.
Right. It was another thing in Rosenblum's piece where apparently his daughter asked him, "Daddy, why are you always sitting alone?"
And I think it was the coach that said, you know, "You're too valuable for sitting in the penalty box." And he went on to win the Lady Byng Trophy a couple of times, I believe.
Yep. Two in a row. Yeah,
that's right.
Won the Lady Byng and the Art Ross Trophy, mm-hmm. I think, in consecutive seasons, yep, I want to say.
That is absolutely true. And and while I had seen pictures of his odd helmet, I wasn't aware of how significant it was that a star of his caliber actually decided to wear a helmet. And the old hockey joke was always that the guys wanted to wear cups, but they didn't want to wear helmets, and it showed what they thought was worthy of protection over the other. And eventually it became important enough that they protect their heads and goalies protected their faces, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for the call. Stan was really the man, I'm telling you. He's not Stan the man, of course, but he was the dude. He had a lot of stuff, and what a player.
And actually, when you talk about goalie protection and the popularity of the goalie mask, that the curved stick and the ability to lift the puck with the curved stick hastened the goalies' desires to protect themselves up there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was with the curve that you could create not only the lift, but you could have the puck diving and doing all the stuff the players can do with it now, with saucer passing and all of that too. But think about it. You could get down and put as they would stack the pads in the old school style with your face near the ice, that it wasn't as frightening if you thought the shot was going to be lower.
Plus the fact when after this happened and Bobby Hull, then you really started to frighten people. Really started to frighten people.
Imagine.
Oh, my God. So, as hard as he shot the puck, and think about when he learned the whole thing, too.
And the previous caller talking about that idea of tackling them, he said it would be referred to as a palpably unfair act, and the penalty is a touchdown, and the half can't end on a defensive penalty.
Yeah, I why did Billy? Well, I don't know.
And Paul via Twitter wants to know, guys, if you're talking drunk quarterbacks, how have you not mentioned Bobby Lane yet? That's I didn't know that was his deal.
Oh, yeah. Bobby Lane always drunk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good, though.
See, yeah, I don't, you know, I guess in the 50s. Now, that's a little before my time, of course, born in 1974. But I think there's almost for me, it's like a pass. You know, because I know Bobby was drunk, but he was also, I think the last time, what the hell did he do? Made the championship game or won a championship with the Lions. I mean, he was terrific. He's another one of those guys that sort of developed the pot gut as he went along, too.
The Billy Kilmer.
Yeah, but he was, yeah. I mean, there's no shortage of drunk quarterbacks.
This hour of Boers and Bernstein is brought to you by Packy Webb Ford. Visit PackyWebbFord.com today. There are a lot of people who want to know, where does this rank in the Super Bowls you've seen? It's hard for me to do, because watching Super Bowls in person when you're working and covering the game is different than sort of watching as a fan in front of your television. It's very hard for me to rank a lot of these. And the way I would watch a Super Bowl as a kid would be different than the way I watch one as an adult. So I can't answer that. All I know is it was a great game. Great day. Great game. Fun. There was so much to it. And the fact that it was, that they did let them play. There weren't flags all over the place. That's why it reminded me of how great the NFL can be when it doesn't look like the NFL did of late.
This entire season.
Yeah, the whole year.
Yeah.
The whole year it's been
in preseason and it never stopped.
Not just Bears games.
No, everybody's games. Yeah, they were all over the place. Yeah. Well, doesn't it do you okay to say one of the very best, near, if not the best, right there in the team photo of the best ever? I mean, I don't know what else you want. I mean, I think historically, it's about as important as it gets when you get your fourth. I think that's pretty significant.
A lot of nominations here for both Bernie Kosar and young Kyle Orton. And yeah, Orton would be, because that Orton would be the guy who also would be sort of the least accomplished, most publicly drunk.
Yeah.
Because he liked it. He would fall down on a dance floor and take a picture of himself.
And he was finally self-aware enough to know he had to stop.
And he did.
Yeah.
And now he retired, so now he can do it again. He didn't care. And the 773 nominates Bobby Douglas, and the 815 nominates Joe Capp.
Joe Mushroom Capp. Yeah, I don't know if how much he drank, but I know he didn't mind waving his wang once in a while at a press conference. But yeah, I like I said, there's no shortage of drunk quarterbacks.
Richard Deitch of Sports Illustrated says Warren Sapp's contract has been terminated and he no longer works for NFL Network.
Ooh.
Well, there goes that. That's a swift response.
That is a swift response.
Well, they can't quite do that with players, but they can certainly, because I guess Warren Sapp isn't represented by a union. So it's you can just do whatever you want with him. This is Joe on the score. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. I just had a quick question. I wasn't sure how the whole Roger Goodell thing, if he doesn't have any bosses. I just found it funny that
the owners are. He works at the behest of the owners.
Okay, so he answers to the owners.
Yes.
So then, like, he doesn't have to answer questions, but, you know, the whole Marshawn Lynch thing, which I don't know if he needs to talk or he doesn't, but it just seems funny that, you know, here he doesn't have to talk. Either one of them doesn't have to talk. It just seems like you can't find one guy and Goodell doesn't have to talk. I just want to get your opinion. Thanks.
Well, there's no rule that says Goodell has to talk. There is a rule that says players have to talk. That's the difference.
Yeah, it's really kind of low rent to refuse an interview with a network that spends a lot of money on your game. It's really low rent. I mean, you find a guy, you chastise him, you do all this, and then when they ask you, you're afraid of Bob Costas, that he would trip you up with pointed questions. I mean, come on, that's low rent. Of course, everybody knows that. Everybody's been giving him hell for it.
Hey, you can't be afraid of Bob Costas. You can't.
How about Jim Gray?
I don't even know where that's what's going on there.
There's a disconnect.
There's like
head.
A software problem.
He got a disconnected head.
No, really. There's something. It's like there's a program designed to generate a post game essay, but it's just not quite right. It's like there's some guy wrote this really funny program that generates Tom Friedman columns. Mm-hmm. I forgot where to find it. I think I tweeted out years ago. But it basically takes, you keep clicking refresh, and all it does is use the usual Friedman tropes, New York Times columnist, for those who don't know, to write this sort of standard Tom Friedman column. That's what I feel about Jim Gray essays, that you can just sort of plug and play a lot of these different things with weird references and odd puns, and that's what Jim Beige does so well.
Yeah, I'm not sure, and I... In his return to Berlin, Jesse Owens said that? Was he in Berlin before that?
Is he hanging out there?
I don't know what that means.
Wait, his
return to Berlin when?
Did he go back many, many years later, perhaps?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm picturing there is some sort of like a
Weimar era cabaret. Joel Gray is singing to him or
thing.
Something.
Here's the thing to keep in mind, that famously, one of the things about really one of the most significant events of the 20th century was those 36 Olympics. But while Hitler did not speak to him, did not do anything, it wasn't as bad as it seemed like, and that he wanted to get back to him the second day and they missed connections, I believe. And then Owens, his own president, I know there were other things on his mind, but FDR never recognized him for anything.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh.
He did. I don't know. I can't call FDR and say, hey,
I don't know.
Hey, Smokey, what's up?
Nobody called him Smokey. I don't think.
Nobody called. All right.
Maybe sure. They did. I don't know.
Why didn't they?
Bors and Bernstein on the score.
Kick off the 2015 running season with the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle, Sunday, March 29th. Register now and be a part of the world's largest 8K. A great run through the heart of Chicago. Register now at shamrockshuffle.com.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. I guess I missed the memo that we were all supposed to take drugs before the halftime show. But the good news is, I was dead sober, and Katy Perry still made me feel like I was on bath salts. A giant tiger, a shooting star, a shirtless Kravitz. No need to tell us to get our freak on, Missy Elliott. We already did the second that Katy went to the beach. I grew up in California. I have never seen nightmare cartoon sharks and singing beach balls in my life. But I'll give her this. She did pay a sweet tribute to a real California institution, hot dog on a stick. If you saw that one outfit and you didn't suddenly have a craving for pork products, I don't want to know you. Give me a skewered corn dog and chase it with some lemonade served by a gal on a pogo stick. It wasn't great, but it was far from terrible, and it was weird. And in my book, weird is always good. I'm Jim Rome.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
It's time to do our taxes, which means it's time to get a refund. Yay! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief, real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom. Thursday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You've got Boys and Boys in Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're sort of saying goodbye, I guess, to the football season. It's over now, kids. Now the real excitement starts. The Bears draft. Oh, ho. Things will happen now, but a terrific end to a season.
It was the draft, the roster decisions. There's a lot that has to go on stuff. Now as they're trying to figure out what they want to be and how they want to be it. Because there's
how you want to be it.
There's a lot of discussions going on right now, and they're going to look at everything. And I'm just so happy that there are fresh eyes on this team. They can do whatever they want, but it has to be better, right?
Yeah, I think if nothing else, it's difficult to duplicate, but you certainly get the point if you watch football a lot. You certainly get the point of what it looks like when it's good. And you know that the Bears are a long way away from looking like that. But sometimes not as long as you think. Maybe not as long as you think with this team. So you've got a terrific coach. You've got a terrific assistant coaches, some of the best in the damn business. So I think if you're a Bears fan right now, you should have a smile on your face. I mean, there's a lot of work to do, but man, there's not many ways you could have done better than during this offseason. Not many ways.
And the Bears have debuted the early Vegas odds 40-1 right in the middle of the pack, like smack dab in the middle of the field. Not awful, not great, but I think that's sort of an early number, which is a wait and see number.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, wait and see the money that comes in, but there's no way to have any sort of idea about the Bears' proximity until we know what they've decided to do.
No.
Because it's possible they're going to keep the band all together and keep Cutler and keep Marshall and just say, all right, let's see what they can do, see if this thing holds together, or they might say, you know what, let's be done with this and start fresh. New culture, new coaches, everybody's gone.
And Seattle is your favorite, right?
At the moment, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That always happens, though. I always laugh that when they have that immediately after the Super Bowl and they say,
that's why you're better off not betting, because it's just like, what? But I did bet the Bulls, so I'm not feeling great about that, but I've never give up.
Yeah, but you think Tom Thibodeau's weird because of his work ethic.
Right. Yes. Boy, I'm telling you, that's what you call it. Listening is a skill.
I can't believe that guy still has a column.
Yeah, once in a while he shows up, pops up with something that's crap on a stick.
Right, but why? What's the point?
Well, he wanted to salute Coach K in his 1,000th win. You know, he's very, very proud of Coach K. He thinks he's done it right all these years. And just a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Good with the media, good with everybody. The players are all, you know, delightful and everything. He's the guy that hold up for everybody right there. That's the guy. That's the model.
Regarding Warren Sapp, Joe says, that sucks, stupid mistake, all that stuff. But Warren already blew through all of his NFL cash.
Really?
If you remember, he filed one of the more interesting Chapter 7 petitions we've ever seen several years ago. Yeah, we went through it, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Remember,
yeah,
he's selling off a bunch of stuff and all the debts. And he said now he gets canned from his cushy job babbling for NFL Network.
That's right, for sure.
Yeah, too bad Dr. Death wasn't around to build this man when he was a player. You know, it really is true, though, that he always did, for the last several years, have money issues. That he did go through everything. You are right. We did. And we looked through that particular set of documents because there was all, I think Deadspin had a thing on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were all kinds of things going on there.
I mean, I guess I shouldn't be shocked. I mean, he's had assault charges against him before, so he's kind of that kind of guy. But he did okay at his job. I mean, I'll say that for him. I mean, there's a lot of guys that don't have much to say, as we know, that have jobs for a long time. only caught up to a couple of them, but it's not that hard. He does have an opinion. He does have something to say, but he is obviously troubled, to say the least. Say the least.
And the 773 says that 40-1 is a good way to make Bears fans more inclined to bet with the odds. That's surprisingly good.
Well,
sure,
do.
That's
and they do.
I don't know why Chicago and Vegas has the connection that it has. Why Chicago?
Cubs fall.
Yep. Bears.
Bulls fall. Bears fall. Yep. Like that thing, I guarantee you, that's what happens.
I wonder why that is. Are fans of Chicago teams more likely to get excited in a way that isn't proportionate to their chances?
It seems so.
I guess what's the conclusion?
It seems so. If you look at the
not
odds,
being
yeah.
a gambler, I know that to be true.
It seems so.
From everybody I've heard on these airwaves, I know Rosner knows the Caesars guy he's been on, and anybody who really understands sports gambling,
yeah.
What it says about the psychology of the Chicago fan that they disproportionately allow their feelings for their teams to affect the way they actually want to risk money.
I guarantee there's already people betting on that 40-1.
And you know what that is? That's a dumb person. Right?
Or he's got a lot of disposable income.
No, even so. Even it doesn't matter. I don't care how much money you got.
Yeah. I was once the king of the dumb bets.
Yeah, but heart overhead, like as a fandom, though, when you say that, when people in Vegas say, oh, yeah, Chicago, that people will bet, Chicago fans bet Chicago teams.
They do.
You know, if that's the case, then that basically is another way of saying you're stupid.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Scoreboard update.
4:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Chicago Wolves host Rochester in a matinee game tomorrow at 11. Visit Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Lots of football news from the NFL the day after yesterday's Super Bowl, a game watched by over 114 million people, which makes it the most watched TV show in U.S. history. Not sure if Johnny Manziel was a viewer, but we find out today that he's going into a rehab center to correct some problems. Speaking of problems, Warren Sapp definitely has some after being arrested today and charged with assault and soliciting a prostitute, and Dan Quinn has been named the Atlanta Falcons' new head coach. Switching to pro basketball, Mike Dunleavy, who has missed the last 16 games, he was held out of practice today here at the Advocate Center, but he could be back for Wednesday's game at Houston. And Cleveland guard Kyrie Irving and Memphis forward Zach Randolph, your NBA players for the week. 10 is a great number, especially now that Metra's 10-ride ticket is discounted 10% off single-ride tickets. It's also good for a year, can be shared by people riding together, and gives you the flexibility you need. Metra makes your life 10 times easier. For fare and schedule information, visit MetroRail.com today. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, with all this stuff going on, too, you get the feeling, like you do about a lot of guys, you don't know them very well. You only know them by what you see and what you read. Sometimes you really don't have maybe a great picture of them. But what I know and what I've read about Sapp, it just looks to me like this is headed for a really bad end. I don't know what he's going to do without a job, because nobody's going to hire him under these circumstances, right?
Well,
what else is he qualified to do?
Do what a lot of former players do. I mean, he could do some local radio down there, and he can sign autographs.
The Lovie Smith Show.
I mean, he'll find something. I mean, he's not.
Yeah, but not that pays him a ton. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not that kind. Those days are over unless somebody wants to roll dice with him and say, well, we'll ignore this.
Yeah, I agree that it's not something that looks like it's going to end well.
No, I don't think so.
We have a pair of tickets to the Coyote Logistics Hockey City Classic. It takes place Saturday. This is outdoor college hockey returning to Soldier Field. Miami facing off against Western Michigan at 3. Michigan takes on Michigan State at 7. And we will give this pair of tickets to caller number 10 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. For ticket information, visit Ticketmaster.com. And if you are planning to order tickets, you can put in the code COS for Children's Oncology Services. And if you do that, a portion of the proceeds will then go to help kids with cancer and leukemia. Now, if you want to give directly, you can certainly do that as well. You can just go to onestepcamp.org. But if you're going there, what you should do is register for the 2015 Charity Poker Championship. That is going to be Thursday, February 19th. We're at the Montgomery Club, 500 West Superior. It's a Gibson's Place, so the food's going to be great. We've got top-shelf booze. And this everything is included here. You get your spot, all you can eat, all you can drink for $275. We're only limited to 240 players this year. It's a smaller room. So if you're going to do this, get on it. And what you do is you play poker. We play Texas Hold'em, and the winner goes to the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. That's a $10,000 value for that seat. We have thousands of dollars in other prizes for everybody at the final table. And we all come together to help the One Step program so a kid with cancer can make sure that he or she is entitled to the simple joys of childhood despite that diagnosis. It's all we do. It's not a research charity. It's not even really a medical charity. We exist at Children's Oncology Services to make kids with cancer happy and to help the families and support the families through sibling camp and brain tumor camp. We do advocacy in Springfield and Washington. And every year, Boers and Bernstein listeners come together. This year, we are sponsored by Robert W. Baird and also by Coyote Logistics, Milwaukee Brewing Company, and our friend David Hochberg at Townstone Financial. If you want to do the high rollers table, you can do that. I think we're going to end up with two high rollers tables this year. That's really looking good. So if you're somebody who rebuys a lot, if you're a very serious player, you don't have to sit with all the riffraff. You can go to the serious player's spot, or you just want to be a spectator. $75. You come, you hang out, you eat, drink, you kibitz and carouse.
That's what I do.
And we'll be there. We've got our celebrity bounties who are going to be there. You knock them out, you win all kinds of special prizes. But do this. Get registered. Go to onestepcamp.org or go to boersandbernstein.com. Keep it here. We're going to keep talking football. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, an old buddy of ours.
I just
love the way he sounds. He sounds like the South, and he... He will join us to talk football next on The Score.
Blackhawks coverage on The Score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Hey, Kevin and Bean here from the Kevin and Bean Show. We have combed through the archives to find some of our best moments from the show's history and are kicking things off with our pal Jimmy Kimmel.
Go to KROQ.com to watch as we dare Jimmy Kimmel to eat a piece of bacon that's been stuck on the wall for a full year.
It is disgusting, but also hilarious and worth your time. Go to KROQ.com and watch it now.
With Valentine's Day right around the corner, show that special someone in your life just how much they mean to you by purchasing them a star in the sky, courtesy of Your Star Forever, for just $9. That's 70% off. This meaningful gift includes a personalized message, photo, and YouTube video. Need a gift idea for the man in your life? Get him a cigar from StogieBoys.com. For just $30, you'll get 5 Maduro and 5 Natural Toro-sized cigars. Take advantage of these Valentine's Day deals at offers.cbslocal.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
It's time to do our taxes, which means it's time to get a refund. Yay! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Roscoe Lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Attention local business owners. Was your New Year's resolution to grow your business? CBS Local, Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are partnering to give one lucky local business the key tools to be successful in 2015. Enter to win over $4,000 worth of audio and social advertising, accounting software, business resources, and more. Go to NewYearSweepstakes.com to enter today. That's NewYearSweepstakes.com. Don't miss out on jumpstarting your New Year's resolution.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We welcome Orlando Ledbetter to the Boris and Bernstein Show.
Then he said that was a good fight because he was able to defend the honor of one of his teammates. So we're not, but they did not fight at all down here with the Texans.
He went right through the planes. You sure what he said?
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear him.
Sort of like the first time we had him.
It's a guy, I didn't hear a word. I love him though. Yeah. Nice fella. Yeah. We will have him on again. It's 440 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That was our 15th anniversary show. And while we were talking to our buddy Orlando Ledbetter, they were warming up for the Air and Water Show.
Yeah, the Blue Angels.
Oh, boy. That's a noisy bunch.
Zooming by overhead. Oh, indeed they are. The FA-18 Hornets tend to generate a little bit of noise.
Oh,
but we're glad that he joined us that day and glad that Orlando is joining us now on the Grossinger Lincoln Wood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. If you want to follow Orlando to know everything about the Atlanta Falcons, you can at DOrlandoAJC on Twitter. Hi, Orlando.
Hey, Dan and Terry. Thanks for having me on the show.
Is it a big day for the Falcons with Dan Quinn now the new coach? Is this they waited for him? They made up their mind and they got him. I guess Atlanta had no choice, right? Mike Smith, that was over with, right? That was done no matter what. Out of here and we move on.
Yeah, no question about it. Coach Smith had posted 5 straight winning seasons, but the team has fallen on hard times here, going 10-22 over the last 2 seasons. And the owners elected to broach some change here, and happy to have Dan Quinn on as his new coach.
Did the loss affect any of Quinn's image already? I mean, is he considered, they weren't able to win the Super Bowl, so what kind of guy are we getting here? Or are Atlanta fans smarter than that, understanding that that's just one outcome?
Yeah, they understand that, that Coach Quinn and his unit did give up the 10 points there and the 10-point lead. But, they had kind of already locked in on him. before yesterday's game. So, you know, surely that'll be a point of contention with some folks, but most of them are ready to move on and, you know, see who he's bringing in on the staff and try to see if he can't piece the back together the winning ways that they had going under Smith.
Yeah, the defense, Orlando, one thing to be bad, like the but they were Bears bad in points and yards and everything allowed. I mean, they were right down at the bottom of the NFL, which, you know, with the kind of offense, you say to yourself, hey, if you could just be sort of like the Bears did last year, although I didn't even want to think about it, but, like, if you could just get back to, like, you know, 15th or something, in defense with this offense and the players you have offensively, you'd be a lot better, and I suppose that's the thinking to bring in Dan Quinn.
Well, yeah, it's not. They were at the bottom of the league. They were 32, so there's nowhere to go but up. I don't know if you can get the talent transformed in 1 year, but or if he can develop the talent that's on board here. But you know, they certainly need to try to get to the middle of the pack with this offense right now. Matt Ryan's 29; he's getting ready to enter his prime in the league. So, you know, his days are numbered. So if he can somehow figure that out, that'll be, you know, some interesting discussions that he'll be having, you know, about this defense, about the talent he sees here and about the talent he may have to acquire in free agency and in the upcoming draft.
Yeah, we got the chance to watch the Falcons on Hard Knocks this year. And relating to a lot of the Bears discussion that we have about ownership and about who's involved in doing what, and we saw, boy, Dimitroff really likes the camera. He enjoys talking about himself, and he enjoys sort of being the center of attention.
That's coming from us.
Yeah, that's right, right.
It's coming
but
from us.
The other thing I noticed, and maybe this was just the producers of the show playing this up, so I ask you, Arthur Blank appears to, when I see an owner on the practice field, in team attire, walking around, talking to coaches, it's not always necessarily a good thing. And I'm just, is his personality, is Arthur Blank's personality, as strong as it is it a net benefit as involved as he seems to want to be with the team? Or would people there rather he just go sell hardware and let everybody else handle the football?
Yeah, I think people would like for him to, you know, maybe take himself out of the picture a little bit. But as we find out more about his ownership tenure, the coach has to meet with him every Monday. That goes all the way back to Dan Reeves. You know, so he wasn't going to probably get a veteran coach in here to under those type of circumstances. And, you get used to him being out there on the field. He's not calling signals and so forth. So, you know, that's fine. But, you know, certainly folks are starting to say, hey, maybe we have Jerry Jones Jr. here. But when you ask him about it, he says, oh, no, I'm just trying to make sure that everybody has what they need to be successful. So not with their formula at Home Depot. But he's certainly been made aware of it during this 34-day search that, you know, people have noticed him taking more of a central role in the team. You know, it's certainly his right, but don't really want to see the owner on the football operation side. And he said he'd never venture into that when we talked to him at the Super Bowl on Friday.
Oh, I hate that Monday meeting thing. I hate that. And I know that years ago,
the
Bears used to do some of that too, where there was, and Ted Phillips was more involved in the early days of Jerry Angelo. And since then, they realized that it was just a pain in the butt and they didn't want to do it and they weren't football people and they don't do it anymore. And they don't, you don't see them on the practice field. And that, I know he says, it's clear he says, I want to make sure they have what they want. But you know what? That should be assumed. That your general manager, whoever your football top guy is, it should be assumed that part of your business is to make sure, you don't have to hear it from him face to face, that you can go do whatever you got to do, make sure they have what they want. So I'm not buying that.
Yeah, I don't think we are either, but that's the answer we get when we approach the subject. So we'll see how this inclusive style of managing works out here. He's moving on to his fourth coach, I believe, if you count Petrino's 1 year or 13 games of a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the turnover has been great, and it'll be under a little bit more scrutiny this time because of who he fired, the nicest guy in town, the winningest team in the franchise's history. Some people felt Coach Smith should have been afforded some of these resources he's talking about to try to put things back together. So, you know, we'll see how that works out for him in the franchise moving forward.
Now, I this probably has nothing to do with anything, but do you like Arthur Blank?
Oh yeah, he's a fine owner. To, you know, he does the good job in the community. But you know, I kind of get a little squeamish when you see him walking the sidelines there. That's a little creepy. a little creepy for me.
So okay. We should ask too, within your role as president of the Pro Football Writers of America, how involved you were in this year's Hall of Fame voting, because we heard all kinds of stories about the way this is done. Our own Dan Pompey, who is in the media wing of the Hall of Fame, was involved in some of these. They actually go behind closed doors and hear a full day of cases made for these guys. What was the process like?
It was fascinating once again. It was my sixth year on the Hall of Fame committee. On Friday, I moved on as the president. I'm now president emeritus, and Jeff Legwa takes over for me there. But some absolutely fabulous arguments, great points made. I think getting Charles Haley in cleared the path for Kevin Green eventually. The wide receiver path got cleared for Marvin Harris with Tim Brown going in. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about some of the supernova candidates who, you know, had short careers but put up amazing numbers over a short period of time, like Jimmy Johnson, Kurt Warner, and Terrell Davis. I don't know if the panel is willing to, say Terrell Davis had a career like Gale Sayers. I mean, that's a leap, and I don't think they were ready to make that. Kurt Warner had a big gap in his career, you know, a big five-year gap of nothingness. And I can't remember him being on the practice field in Green Bay when he was up there as the fifth quarterback. So he's going to probably have a tougher road to hoe. And Jimmy Johnson's situation was, pre-free agency. He was able to load up that team, kind of create the last real dynasty. I think over time maybe they'll look at him favorably, but it's going to it strikes me that it sometimes takes people a little while to warm up to folks. Martin Anderson, the kicker, all-time leading scorer, mm-hmm. I think he's worthy. It's going to probably take a while to get the kicker in. I hope it doesn't take 26 years, however long it took them to get the punter in. So those were some of the things. Just absolutely fascinating, meeting, and a lot of work was put into that, and the Hall of Fame committee folks in Canton do a great job facilitating.
I can't believe you're not president anymore. I'm Orlando. I mean, President Merritt, did you lose the election? What happened there?
No, you serve your two-year terms, and my two-year term is up. I got a nice little plaque with a gavel on it, and I'm waiting for a case of beer to show up at my house or something like that.
We are glad that we got a chance to catch up,
absolutely.
As always, and look forward to speaking again, Orlando. Thank you.
All right, Dan and Terry, thanks for having me.
All right, take care, my friend.
That is Orlando Ledbetter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, who we love talking to.
We love him dearly.
Boars and Bernstein, more to come. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Molly
and Hanley here. Right now you're listening to Boars and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Roscoe Lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Hey, Kevin and Bean here from the Kevin and Bean Show. We have combed through the archives to find some of our best moments from the show's history and are kicking things off with our pal Jimmy Kimmel.
Go to KRock.com to watch as we dare Jimmy Kimmel to eat a piece of bacon that's been stuck on the wall for a full year.
It is disgusting, but also hilarious and worth your time. Go to KRock.com and watch it now.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
It's time to do our taxes, which means it's time to get a refund. So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
A, B, C, D, A.
You might not think getting work done on your home or apartment would have any effect on the way your child grows up.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
But if it was built before 1978...
Spell? Glacier.
Glacier.
Renovations can spread lead paint dust that can be harmful to kids.
glacier.
That's why the EPA now requires that your contractor be lead safe certified.
The 10, the 5, could it be? Touchdown!
In children 6 and under,
Madison Davis.
Lead paint can cause everything from loss of IQ and motor skills to behavior issues and severe learning disabilities. Disabilities that may not show up for years.
Deshaun Gaines.
Don't let lead paint take away your child's future before it even begins. For a lead safe certified contractor in your area, visit www.epa.gov/getleadsafe or call 1-800-424-LEAD.
Join the conversation on the go with the Boers and Bernstein Audio Roadshow.
I say the future is ours!
Stream the show live, check out today's guests, and vote on 670 The Score poll questions.
Can you dig it?
Give us your 10 seconds of glory and get your voice heard on the show.
Can you dig it?
Download the Roadshow app for your iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch in the iTunes App Store today.
Now available in the Android Marketplace.
Can you dig it?
If you like 670 The Score on the radio and online, you'll love us on Twitter. Just go